Hi, this is Sean Halter, host of the CMO Suite podcast, letting you know that as we kick off season four, several of these episodes were recorded in New York City just prior to the COVID outbreak. And as always, don't forget to subscribe and catch up on all the previous episodes at www.thecmosuite.com.
This episode of the CMO Suite is brought to you by Uconex. Uconex provides digital solutions and teams to brand CMOs, VPs, and marketers looking for true transparency in the biddable media space. From paid social and PPC to complex platforms like the Trade Desk, brands from across the world have connected to Uconex. Visit them today at uconex.com. And No Kid Hungry. We're proud to promote No Kid Hungry and their many initiatives to help kids in need of meals. Visit them at nokidhungry.org.
This episode of the CMO Suite is also brought to you by Winmo. Winmo is the most comprehensive and widely used advertising database, providing an unfair advantage to media and marketing professionals nationwide. Winmo tracks every national advertiser, their agency relationships, and key executives within each organization. Get instant media spend, competitor tracking, and industry trend analysis in one easy-to-use application that integrates with all major CRM platforms. CMO Suite listeners receive complimentary trials of Winmo just by visiting winmo.com/CMO Suite.
Finally, the CMO Suite is presented by thecmocouncil.org as their official marketers podcast. The Chief Marketing Officer Council is the only global network of executives specifically dedicated to high-level knowledge exchange, thought leadership, and personal relationship building among senior corporate marketing leaders and brand decision makers. The CMO Council's 15,000 plus members control more than $550 billion in aggregated annual marketing expenditures and run complex distributed marketing and sales operations worldwide. For more information on membership, visit thecmocouncil.org. Let's start the show.
You're in the CMO Suite, the podcast for marketers who want to be in the know, presented by Connectivity Holdings.
Hello, hello. It is Sean Halter, the host of the CMO Suite, presented to you by Connectivity Holdings. I'm really excited because we are getting ready to start season four. And as we do every year, we bring back one of our favorite guests to kind of talk a little bit about the previous season. And it's becoming a bit of a trend, but I wanted to bring my friend, I think it's fair to call him a friend at this point. It's Sri Rajagopalan. Sri is the SVP of e-commerce and digital sales over at Revlon. He helped us in season two. He was there for me for the recap of season three, and I'm extremely excited. We'll talk about why that is even more to have him back as my co-host to talk about season three as we kick off season four. Sri, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. But first of all, more importantly, congratulations to the entire CMO Suite team.
Thanks.
Now the official podcast of the CMO Council.
We are the official podcast of the CMO Council. Thank you for bringing that back up. That was part of the excitement of season three, was to be able to have them reach out to us and have them ask to be part of, have us be part of their content channel to be able to push out to their 15,000 members that are out there. And that was a nice little tip of the cap to us to be selected for that.
It's a big achievement. Congrats to all of you, sincerely. And the third time is the charm here.
Third time is the charm, Sri.
As you said to the CMO of Thumbstoppers, Matt Brown.
Matt Brown, buddy of mine, yep.
Su casa, mi casa, can I assume that?
Yes, indeed, my friend, as always. Matt's been a friend of mine for almost a decade now. And as we've built out a handful of some companies over the last several years, to have him be a guest this past season was great. And really, he's become an incredible mentor as I personally try to navigate the joy of not only this space, the sorrows that come with this space, and that balance of work and life and family, which I think was a theme throughout season three. And if we can talk about that for just a second, Sri, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. You know, that's my favorite topic.
Anything you want to share about you and some things that have happened in your life and how that helps you maybe re-level set the importance of family and being here?
I cannot stress the importance of family, your loved ones, your friends. I recently actually went through the Widowmaker heart attack. I'm part of a 6% survival rate just 6 weeks ago. So in
six
many
weeks
ways,
ago.
6 weeks ago. Yeah, I had IV from my hands. And later, when we meet up later tonight, I'll actually tell you the story of how that transpired. I worked out in the gym extra hard, 2 hours instead of my usual routine. And lo and behold, ended up with the Widowmaker. But some days it's surreal. But I'm here now. We're doing this. You know that I love to do this. And we're great friends.
You know, when I found out that you had gotten sick, you know, obviously the first thing you want to do is make sure that you're okay, make sure that you've got family and friends and everybody there to support you. And certainly having you come back and jump on a podcast or a radio show, even just getting you out of the house, is something that you want to take great caution to even throw out there. But, you know, in talking to you, it felt like you were, you also didn't want to just stay home. You wanted to be able to, you know, stay connected and get back out in the space a little bit.
I took the subway here.
You took the subway. Two flights. That's so crazy.
So, but Sean,
how did it change your life, Sri? How does something like that, something we all know can happen to any of us at this point in our trajectory, in our careers, especially as we maybe get a little older or as life catches up with us, how does it change your life, Sri?
The biggest gift I can probably give others is the learning that I've just had in the last 6 weeks. Obviously, I went through something that most people would call absolutely crazy, wacky. The fact that I'm sitting here, we're doing this is amazing. It's actually a huge confidence booster for me. So thank you for having me back. But I'm back to normal. I'm back in the gym. The biggest message I can send everybody is stress is a silent killer. It's a harsh word when I say killer. That nearly happened. I said 6% survival rate. I'm not making that up. Manage your stress. And the best way to manage your stress is, now I'm coached, is not to go to the gym and work out for 2 hours, which is what I did all my life. It's read a book. Spend time with your loved ones, your family, your children, your spouse, your pet, whoever it may be. You know, one of the greatest things that I realized in the last 6 weeks, what a great network of family, friends, and close ones I have. Sure. I mean, the texts, the voicemails, the calls, the number of people who showed up in the hospital the 4 days I was there, the importance of having friends and networks. Oh my gosh, it was a game changer to hear people come by, just hold my hand, just talk to me, send me emails, reach out. I got to tell you, Sean, I had 500 messages on LinkedIn. What are the odds?
Yeah. Well, look, we're glad you are well. We are glad you're back. I'm excited to have you on here. And I think, again, as we dig back into season 3 and we gear up for season 4, there is certainly something to be said for the fact that every once in a while we have to kind of take a pause and realize that we're all here to work hard. We're all here to try to help build brands. We're all here to try to help grow business. But we also need to make sure that we're investing in ourselves.
How well said by you, Sean. The most important person planet Earth, please don't call me selfish, is you, the human being.
I thought you meant me, but yes, yourself.
You too, Sean.
I get it. No, I'm with you.
You too. If one doesn't take care of oneself, which is taking care of you, that is a mistake, because you'll just drag others down with you. And I nearly did. But I'm a new man. I'm a new human being. Call me what you may. I'm going to hit it out of the park, Sean. And that's what we're going today. And speaking of season 3, we already knew it was going to be a hit when you had Heidi on episode 1.
We did. It was amazing.
NHL, remember? And what did she say right up front? She had Snoop Dogg with her. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be an amazing season.
Well, I think as you look through the season, I think your point is a fair one, which is there are several people that we had as guests that really took a chance, whatever that chance was. And in Heidi's case, you know, to be a female CMO of a major sport organization, you could have counted that still to some extent on one hand, how many times that's happened. She brought such a breath of freshness and just a different perspective to the NHL. And I think they've really coalesced around her. And obviously, if you've listened to that episode, she talks a lot about how she's grown to love a sport in a way that's different than maybe somebody who's always been a lifelong fan of the Rangers or, you know, or whatever that is. And as they've expanded into cities like Las Vegas, some things that she and her team have brought to the table really, I think, have been interesting to see along the way.
I think it's awesome, first of all, that the NHL has a female CEO, a CMO. The two big things I got from that episode, you know, you say it every single episode of the CMO Suite. If you haven't heard it, listen to these episodes and tune back in. Content is king. And she talked about the amazing ways they do community outreach with the players of the NHL and the different teams that she supports. And it's content, content, content. But most importantly, also how content is delivered. Today's younger audience that the NHL wants to attract is in social vehicles, Instagram primarily. And so they humanize content. It's players off the field versus on the field, which I thought was amazing. And then even the variation of platforms like Facebook is on the field and Instagram is off the field. Personalized content, amazing.
You know, you just said there early on CEO, and then you went back to CMOs. We realized their title CMO currently, but you never know. And I think that was one of the other interesting things that I saw as the season progressed and as we had a few other guests on, that in many ways, being a CMO of an organization will often put you in a great position to finally decide that when the right opportunity presents itself, that you're ready to actually run the whole organization. One of our guests that was on last year was Eduardo Luz, who at the time was initially, when I first met him, was the CMO for Kraft Heinz Interestingly enough, we recorded that episode with him in Chicago at their offices, and I got a call from him or an email from him maybe a couple weeks after, and he said, hey, there's a chance I may actually leave Kraft Heinz. I have an opportunity, and if you want to hold on to that episode, I promise I'll come back when I'm ready. And so we did. That's an episode that's never aired that we had. We've held on to it, but when he made his decision to become CEO of 8 Greens, which is a vitamin supplement company, he was kind enough last year to literally squeeze that in. And as we go through some of the interesting stuff that's happening, obviously out in the marketplace right now with coronavirus and all of those things, his company is one that really is trying to be at the forefront of just healthy living, back to your point.
He's the one who kicked off what I think was a theme in season 3 for pretty much every episode, which is globalization. If I remember correctly, it's 3 kids born in Belgium, Brazil, and the United States. And of course, US is his first love, just like it is mine and yours and everyone else in this room. But that set the tone for the whole season. You had guests and CMOs that have lived, been born, had kids, 14 countries?
Yeah, we had a lot. You know, we had Kim James on, who is a member of the Circle K, director of global marketing and merchandising. She was in around mid-season, but she was one that had spent some time overseas, having a guest on like Joanna Popper, who's the global head of VR entertainment for HP. And then one of my favorites was Allison Griffin, who at the time was VP of global marketing for Intel, who had some amazing stories about living overseas and traveling overseas. Talk to us maybe a little bit about your perspective from that side. Is that an opportunity that CMOs you feel like should continue to look at, or is that one of those that becomes tricky?
No debate in my head. When Joanna said she's been to 70 countries, I'm at 43. I just did Morocco and Spain over the holidays. I don't know when I'll get to do my 44th, 45th, but 70 countries. And then she gave this customized, personalized example of karaoke in the Far East. Old phone booths for karaoke.
And that was such a great story.
New York City is getting rid of them.
Yeah.
And she stressed, you know, what stood on my mind when Joanna said that was, we here in the US, and we're arguably global brand leaders, and I've been through the journey at Johnson & Johnson, PepsiCo, Touch, probably, I don't know, I've lost count at this stage, 25 global billion-dollar plus brands now, Revlon, Elizabeth Arden, etc. I think we... I don't want to be harsh, but I think we tend to assume the American consumer is the consumer. I think she talked a lot about how the world is global. Actually, so did Eduardo, about how the world is global and brands need to now reflect, move away from what we feel is the brand to reflecting who the consumer is. And the ones that do that successfully will be the most successful brand on planet Earth. Think about it. It's an 8 billion population. We're 350 million. We're less than 5% of the world.
We like to think of ourselves, and
yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There is obviously a lot that comes from U.S.-based companies or how you wrap your head around that. But to your point, and speaking of Eduardo, you know, his CMO is over in London, I think. And so again, it is a pretty flat world to some extent. And even talking to like Doug Zarkin, who we had on, who VP CMO of ProVision. I know he has spent a lot of his time overseas as well, spends a lot of his time over there.
And you heard it here first, along with Doug Zarkin. The heart and soul, the art and science of marketing is listen to your consumers. And Doug kind of explained how they do that pretty good. And he also talked about data, because you've all the buzzwords of big data, which have floated around now for close to a decade, John. Data is good because data verifies your instinct, but please listen to your consumers. And I'm 100% sure there was another person on the last season who talked about the best way to listen to your consumers. Get out into the field. Understand how your brand touches, how your brand feels. What does a consumer do when they pick it up? Do they look for ingredients? Know the pricing model of your brand, the value to the consumer. Like, love your brand, not as you're making the decisions and you're setting the strategy, as the consumer setting the strategy and you know exactly how they touch, feel it, and love it.
Yeah, that might have been Kim James. And obviously, there were several guests last year that had kind of wrapped around getting out in the field. You know, we had Julie Weintraub on. She's the president of a smaller group. It's a jewelry store named Golden Diamond Source. But that's somebody who lives in the field all the time. And I think one of the things that we tried to do last season was just have a really nice mix of different kinds of people, you know, different levels, you know, all that had a touch to some extent in marketing, all that had some, you know, level of either VP in their title or CMO in their title at some point. But in having maybe that well-rounded collection of guests, I think no matter whether you are a CMO or a VP or a CEO or no matter what position you live in, hopefully everybody is able to gather a little something interesting and just learn along the way. Things you can learn from somebody like Joanna Popper, who's, to your point, the head of VR. That's such an interesting space that as a CMO, even if you're not in that space, she talked about how brands are utilizing that in really interesting and unique ways.
Absolutely. I want to go back to Julie Weintraub for a second.
Please.
And I want to say thank you, Julie, because you said something that was profound, which I hope everyone took to heart. She talked about being very localized in the golden jewelry business. She talked to the importance of philanthropy, which she called giving, in her words.
Huge in that space.
And when you reflect a brand, don't always talk about yourself, which is what a lot, and again, having touched many, many brands, I'm painfully aware that most brands talk about themselves and build their entire vision among themselves. But what stood out to me is how she and their company gives back to the community and doesn't always talk about their brand. They talk about the community surrounding them. In 2020, Sean, brand equals consumer plus community.
Yeah, I think she really has always been at the forefront of that, which I've loved. You talked about the CMO Council. We had Donovan Neal May on, the executive director. It was great to have him in, have him talk really about how they started, you know, that organization on a napkin to some extent. And it's been great to be part of that organization. Was there anything that you took away
Absolutely.
From that episode?
You bet. Even he talked about the customer centricity versus brand centricity. But the one that really stood out in my mind, which I think even when he said it, it startled you for 1 second, was their partnership with Pakistan. And we said, why? Why Pakistan? And he said, 170 million people. That's half the US population. A country I personally do not know much about other than it borders with India, which is where I was raised till I was 20 odd years old. But a market of 170 million people. And he said two other keywords, mobile compared to the United States and omnichannel. Asia, large populous countries, mobile, omnichannel. The future of marketing, omnichannel.
It was, you talk about Asia. And so it was interesting when we interviewed Chad Bailey, who's the chief marketing officer of Pyology. He talked about Asia specifically as a growth opportunity for them, that there's a, you know, I forget what the quote was, and maybe you might, you keep meticulous notes. I don't have it, but I think he said something like, you know, Americans order, I don't know, you know, a pizza every 7 minutes or something, but the Chinese order like 200 every seven
Correct.
Minutes or whatever the statistic was. It was, I almost had to look at him because it almost seemed baffling to me.
We don't think of that. Absolutely. And again, that's why I feel the whole season was about globalization. I got to tell you, unless you're operating in a one-store environment in a local community or a five-store environment, maybe across one town, not being global today for a brand, if you have ambitions of scaling, and which brand doesn't have, I have yet to meet a CMO.
Or said, no thanks, I'm good.
One-store brand who doesn't have global ambitions. Live the word global. Study other cultures, study other countries before you enter them. Because if you do and you understand the connection with the consumer centricity when you enter, you're sure not to fail. One more thing about the Pyology conversation. Obviously, it was pizza, so it sparked extra interest. Those statistics that you quoted are nothing short of like remarkable, but I think that's true with the China market, anything we compare with the United States. One of the things, again, that he repeated earlier theme from other episodes was, if you work for a brand, you're part of a brand, you're the heart of a brand, no pun intended, given I am sensitive with the word heart now,
sure.
Is you must know everything about your brand. You must know how it works at POS. You must know what's inside the packaging, how someone, I already mentioned this, how someone unwraps the packaging. What are the features of the brand they look for? What's on that ingredients list? What does the brand communicate as its tagline? And it was fascinating for me to hear a CMO of a pizza chain say that, because every employee they hire knows everything about the pizza they make, including what's in the dough.
Yeah. Asia, again, to your point of globalization, was a key topic of conversation across many of our guests. One of those was over at the trade desk, and that's Todd Krugman, who's the SVP of marketing. China is a huge growth opportunity for the trade desk. And for those who are not familiar with what the trade desk is, it's really to some extent a DSP platform. You can trade, you know, media inventory programmatically through it, similar to Google Display Network, but with a lot of areas of sophistication. I enjoyed talking to him not only about their potential expansion in China, but we also talked about podcasting, which was always fun. They ended up pulling a different partner in to pull that podcast in because we couldn't coordinate the time the way that we wanted to. But I was excited to see them start just considering jumping into that space. There probably isn't a person that I talk to or a brand that I don't talk to that I'm not just trying to wrap my head around, gosh, I wish they had a podcast, or if they used a podcast, here's some interesting ways they could do it. For as many that are doing it, there's still a lot that I feel like are missing that opportunity.
You heard it here first. In 2020, if you don't have a video audio podcast, preferably audio, and you're a brand with scale, you've actually missed the bus.
You've missed some time.
It's too late. I mean, today, think about my commute here to come meet with you. It was about 33 minutes on the subway. What do you guys think I was doing? I was listening to the Young Turks podcast.
Nice. Well, and then as we got towards the tail end of the season, to have a guest like Andy Lipsett, who is the CEO of Spoken Layer, which again is kind of these almost shorter form pieces of audio content. It is interesting to see how the whole world does come kind of full circle to some extent, that audio still plays a major role, whether that's through podcasting or through other, you know, different kinds of elements. We all still love to listen to a good story.
I actually think, Sean, you can have an whole episode on content. I mean, you say it every single one of these episodes about how content is king. I truly believe the world of content is not that hard. And the world of content has moved away from static image-based to video-based motion backed by audio. And it's not that hard. You know, anchor it as YouTube as a channel. Just create the 15, 20, 30 minute podcast. Human attention span is about 30 minutes, give or take, if they're interested.
That's exactly what you're trying to do here.
Yep. And put the 15 second, 30 second clip on Instagram. But, you know, bank YouTube is your channel, perhaps. I mean, we should have a geek out just over content and how you distribute it. But I want to get back to something you said, because you opened this whole episode with a comment about mentorship. And I distinctly remember you ask every guest of yours a question at the end: who was your mentor? Maybe you don't say it in that simple English, but you get to the point, you know, who coached you, who was your network of influencers, etc. So I wanted to kind of influence that, because many of your guests kind of, if I calibrate to, came back to the same thing at the end of the day, which was mentorship actually comes from a village of people. And the second part of that was, every one of our response, we think of receiving mentorship because we want to grow in our lives in a multitude of ways, not just in our jobs and careers, but just to be happy. But I feel one of the most important things in mentorship is also to give back. And the give back is pretty simple. It's simple philosophy, which I, believe it or not, saw a quote which said in simple English, if you've been lucky enough to get on the elevator ride up, it is your responsibility to send it back down and pull others up with you. And I found most of your guests throughout the season coming back to that to close every single episode, which I thought was fascinating.
It is always a question I try to remember to ask. And speaking just of that entertainment angle, I'm going to wrap this recap episode first by saying thank you, Sharif, for coming in, especially coming across the city to do just this, to help us recap the season. That's really appreciated. So first of all, thank you for that.
You are absolutely welcome. I don't take these for granted, but we decided it right up front. Sukasa Mikasa.
And
I
appreciate you and your wife going to join us for dinner. That to me is just that kind of mentorship place that, you know, that I've been able to really take this show and create some friendships. And so I'm going to wrap with one of my favorite guests of last season, somebody that I always want to just personally thank. And that was Daya Lawrence, who's the CMO for Variety. Daya was one of the first people to say yes to me when we started the show. She was one of the first people to welcome me in a city that notoriously doesn't always necessarily welcome outsiders, or who's constantly sometimes looking at what can this person do for me. She has been kind. She has been courteous. She's often invited me to events of hers where she has no need to do so. And last year we did something different. We partnered with Gartner and we did a live version of the CMO Suite at one of their events out there. And she said yes, and she didn't have to. And I want to personally thank her for doing so.
And there are three sentences that I think I will shortchange this episode if I don't read out from my notes here on what you said. Number one, the largest industry change in marketing is personal interaction, which we've talked a little bit about today.
We have.
And I think this one is profound, so hold your breath a little bit. you are only as good as what you're working on right now. And each person has to internalize what that means to them and what how you play that one out. But most importantly, she closed the episode by saying, you are as good as what you're working on right now if you keep reinventing yourself. And Sean, that's what we're doing today on the show. We're reinventing ourselves, and hopefully we're sending the elevator back down for others to reinvent themselves as well. So marketing and consumer packaged goods as a whole is a better place overall. And lastly, and very importantly, data and marketing is moving from targeting, which I think is a word that I personally have repeated out of my mouth 4,000,000.6 gazillion times.
True.
To affinity-based marketing. So please, if you're not in marketing or if that confuses you, Google those words. Affinity-based marketing is 2020 all the way.
It's the theme for sure for season 4. I guarantee you that every single guest will probably be talking about affinity marketing to some extent. So listen, we are out of time. This is the kickoff to season 4. Sri Rajagopalan, he is the man. Thank you guys all for listening. If you missed anything in season 3, go back and listen to it. We've hit a bunch of the highlights, and we can't wait for this incredible lineup for season 4. Take us out of the show.
Thanks for hanging out in the CMO suite. Podcast for marketers who want to be in the know, presented by Connectivity Holdings.
You're a C-level manager. You shouldn't have to know the difference between behavioral or contextual targeting, but your agency should. Uconnects provides brands and biddable teams direct access to platforms like The Trade Desk, Google, Amazon, Facebook, OTT, and more. Their U.S.-based traders can train your in-house team or provide complete transparency with no minimums and CPM-based service pricing for true transparency. Something Mighty Hive, The Trade Desk, and Centro simply don't offer. Tired of being the smartest one in the room? Reach out to Uconnects today for a free demo. Uconnects, the world's leader in true, transparent, biddable media.
This episode of the CMO Suite is also brought to you by Winmo. Winmo is the most comprehensive and widely used advertising database, providing an unfair advantage to media and marketing professionals nationwide. CMO Suite listeners receive complimentary trials of Winmo just by visiting winmo.com/CMO Suite.